You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're looking ahead to semi-final night in the 2015 William Hill Greyhound Derby. My name is Mark Walton and I'm once again joined by Racing Post's Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form, Mark. It's really getting exciting now, isn't it? Down to 12 in the William Hill Derby, and what a fantastic achievement by each of the dozen just to get to this stage.
Yeah, it's been fantastic so far. You mentioned it's a good achievement to get this far. It'll be an even bigger achievement to get through Saturday evening's semi-finals, because quick turnaround, it's very tiring on the dogs, I imagine. It shows real steel if they can get through.
Well, it does. This is what makes the William Hill Derby unique, really, in terms of big competitions. It's this three runs in a week schedule, third round, quarterfinals, semi-finals. And we really don't know how some of the greyhounds will react to it. Some of them thrive and some of them, yeah, maybe just run a little bit jaded. So that's something else you've got to throw into the mix if it wasn't hard enough already.
Yeah, just to make it a little bit more complicated. Let's just take a quick look at the betting outright for the competition before we get stuck into Saturday evening's action. Farlow Blitz 6-4 at the top of the market remains unbeaten in the competition. Eden the Kid, the track record holder, is 9-2. 5-1 for Paradise Maverick. Lenson Sanchez 13-2. 8s for Rio Quattro. It's then 14-1 and double figure prices for the others. Farlow Blitz remains at the top of the market. Jonathan, he got through a very tricky quarter final and a tricky heat the time before that as well. He's coming up in the toughest of the heats and he's still winning the races.
He is, and to be fair, he deserves enormous credit for his quarterfinal victory, because what a lot of people thought beforehand was that he had a tough draw. It turned out to be a tough draw, but he gamely battled. Not just gamely, he showed plenty of ability as well. He put it all in on Tuesday, and you know, I'm sure connections will have been waiting anxiously on Wednesday to see how he got over that. He's probably very tired on Wednesday, but as the days go on, he should be back at full speed. This is a greyhound who I don't think anyone would deny is probably the most talented in the competition. He's got the only unbeaten record. That just shows you, though, how tough this competition's been.
It does, and it shows you how tough it is as well, the fact that he's got another tricky semi-final to look forward to, our connections have. Does that mean you if you're going to take him on, this is kind of the time to do so?
I think there is a case for taking him on. I mean, there have been cases for taking him on probably in two of the four rounds to date, and of course he's passed those tests, but he is very, very short both in the outright and semi-final market. I think the outright market is probably liability driven as much as anything. He's been a very, very popular dog, and you know, obviously bookmakers are looking down the barrel a little bit where he's concerned, but he has come up definitely in the tougher of the two semi-finals. There's no such thing as an easy semi-final in a derby, but the first one I think is definitely the harder of the two.
So where's the value lie in the outright market now then, Jonathan?
A couple of greyhounds I think catch the eye. I think if I was looking for a bigger priced one, I think Tinwall Bish ran a huge race. Okay, he got outstayed by Paradise Maverick, but he looks a greyhound who's thrived on the competition, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him make the decider. And from that same second semi-final, I thought Viking Jack ran a terrific race when just shaded by Gilo Vegas in the quarterfinals. Now, he's got his favourite draw in six for the first time since the first round. He blasted out on that occasion, did a 4.71 sectional, looked a real dog. Well, we know he's a real dog, but that was his probably best run of the competition. I think he, too, can now be considered for outright honours.
Okay, 14-1 for both of those, or either of those, I suppose you should say. Let's get stuck into Saturday evening's action then. We've got not only the semi-finals in the William Hill Greyhound Derby, but we've also got the heats in the William Hill Greyhound Derby Plate, and we've got the first three heats in the William Hill Champion Hurdle as well. So plenty to get stuck into. And we'll start with the William Hill Greyhound Derby Plate. Heat 1, these are all open races over 480 metres. And King Deck heads the market at 3-1. 7-2 for Romeo Ballistic and Swift Keith. 4-1 for Old Joe Golden and Tinahue Pinto. And 8-1 for Ballymac Lock, who's the outsider there. Who would you side with in the first heat?
I like Romeo Ballistic in trap five here for Charlie Lister. It was one of the unfortunate thirds to be knocked out in the Derby first round. Subsequent to that, went and won a British Bred event at Nottingham, showing brilliant early pace on both occasions. I think he can make all here. Trap two, King Deck, will be a rival for early supremacy, but hasn't been trapping quite as well as late. And three, Swift Keith, just whimpered out of the Derby a little bit. Maybe a watching brief where he's concerned at the moment. I'm going to go for five, Romeo Ballistic, to be two King Deck and three Swift Keith.
Onto the second heat in the plate then. This one is at 7.59. The market headed by Domino Storm, who's at 9-4, 100-30 for King Ali. JT Berlin is 7-2, 4-1 for Ballymac Mannix. Jetstream Sound is 7-1 and 8 for Swift Perth. Who do you like in there?
Wouldn't like to rule any of these out. It's a really competitive race. I've changed my mind a few times, which is never a good thing. But eventually, I've decided to plump with trap six, King Ali, for Liz McNair. Has brilliant early pace, and the switch back to trap six, I think, might bring about a fast start and an early lead. Trap one, JT Berlin, ran really well to win in the first two rounds of the Derby. Didn't get a run at all when knocked out in round three. He's got a good draw here. Trap two, Domino Storm, always has to be respected in any race she contests. I'm going for six, King Ali, to beat one, JT Berlin, and two, Domino Storm.
Moving on to Heat 3 in the William Hill Derby Plate. This is at 8.16. There's been a late change here. Trap 6, Sidarian Blitz, withdrawn lame and is replaced by Sino Gamble. That means we don't have any betting at present, but who do you like in there, Jonathan?
I like Trap 2, Ibiza Rocks, for Kevin Hutton. Won really well in the first round of the Derby and ran pretty well when third to Blonde Nipper in the second stage. Didn't get to the front when eliminated, but I think he could do so here if coming away on his best terms. Coolmore Joe will also try to dominate, and there is clearly a big danger. And don't rule out five, Aclamon Messi, who didn't quite make the bend in the second round heat, won by Farlow Blitz, but there's no disgrace in that. This won't be quite as ferocious to the bend. I'm going for two Ibiza Rocks to beat four Coolmore Joe and five Aclamon Messi.
Down to the proper stuff then next. This is the first semi-final in the William Hill Greyhound Derby, an open race over 480 metres. You mentioned this is the toughest of the two semi-finals, and Farlow Blitz is the 5-4 on market leader. 9-4 for Eden the Kid, 4-1 for Rio Quattro, Gilo Vegas 10s, 12s for Roxholm 10, and 33-1 for Diego Flight. Should be a cracker, Jonathan. Who do you side with in there?
It should be an absolute cracker. I'm going to go with Rio Quattro, who's showing a real will to win. He's a very jealous greyhound, as we saw when battling back to be short-headed by Eden the Kid, after looking likely to be swamped in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. I think the fact that he's drawn inside Farlow Blitz here won't make it easy for the anti-post favourite to clear him. Farlow Blitz may have slightly better early, but he's going to have to show at least a length more to get round, and I think Rio Quattro can hold him and then open up along the back straight. Farlow Blitz does keep answering every question asked of him, and it would be folly to rule him out. So too Eden the Kid. Now, he looked maybe to have taken a lot out of himself in the quarterfinal, but he's such a progressive greyhound, I think he can make the final next Saturday. I'm going to go for one Rio Quattro to beat two Farlow Blitz and three Eden the Kid.
The second of the semi-finals next, then. This one is at 8.51, and the market headed by Paradise Maverick, who's 7-4, 2-1 for Lenson Sanchez, Viking Jack 9-2, 6-1 for Tinwald Bish, Millwoods Davy 8s, and 14s for Making Paper. Who are the other three you think will get to the final?
I think the key to this race might be whichever leads out of 5 and 6, Tinwald Bish and Viking Jack. I'm going to go with 6, Viking Jack, who's a bit stronger all round and really does relish wearing the striped jacket. Pat Buckley's got 2 in this. Paradise Maverick's got a brilliant makeup on the inside and really produced his competition best in the quarterfinals. He looks a massive danger. Lenson Sanchez was just a little bit flat behind Paradise Maverick on Tuesday, but before that had been awesome. I'm going to go for 6, Viking Jack, to beat one Paradise Maverick, 4 Lenson Sanchez, but also respect 5 Tinwald Bish.
We go over the obstacles for the final three races that we're going to look at. The 9.08 rather, is the William Hill Champion Hurdle Heat 1, the market for this. Headed by Razzle Dazzle News Talk, who's 15-8. 2-1 for Lenson Royale. Castle Lions Kofi is 4-1. 5-1 for Razzle Dazzle Big Bear. Scolari Express is 10s and 14s for Handy Henry. Who do you like in there, Jonathan?
I like Razzle Dazzle News Talk for Ricky Holloway. Very much a hurdle specialist as a trainer is Mr. Holloway. Now, Razzle Dazzle News Talk won the Irish Grand National at Harold's Cross last year, suffered a shock reverse on his British debut at Hove earlier in the month, but really went well in a trial here when flying around in 29.04. I think he will take a lot of beating. Kennelmate Lenson Royale has flattered to deceive a little bit over hurdles recently, but has to be regarded as a danger. So too Razzle Dazzle Big Bear in a race that Mr. Holloway has a very strong hand in. I'm going to go for 1 Razzle Dazzle News Talk to beat 5 Lenson Royale and 3 Razzle Dazzle Big Bear.
On to Heat 2 next in the William Hill Champion Hurdle. And Conti Partiro is the 4-5 market leader. 6-4 for Corner Maddy Jumbo. Priceless Sun 12s, as is Soviet Jackson. It's 16-1 for Boy Derrick. And Fine Royal is 25-1. Priced up like a two-dog race. Do you see that with yourself?
Probably. Conti Partiro has been one of the leading hurdlers this year. Could be another winner for the Holloway Kennel. Has had just a little layoff, but returned with a sprint trial last week and shouldn't be too far short of peak fitness. Corner Maddy Jumbo is the defending champion and also the reigning greyhound of the year, the first ever hurdler to get that fantastic accolade. His shoe, though, will be better for the outing. Trap 2, Priceless Sun, has run okay in some races, but is held by Conti Partiro on a number of lines. Going for 4 Conti Partiro to beat 6 Corner Maddy Jumbo and 2 Priceless Sun.
And the last race we're going to look at is Heat 3 in the William Hill Champion Hurdle, and Jetstream Reason heads the betting for this one at 7-4. It's 3-1 for A Little Less Lip. Soviet Military is 4-1. 9-2 for Fizzy Pop Hawk. 5s for Recover Aussie. And Julius George is 25-1 to spring what will be a little bit of a surprise. Who'd you like in the third heat?
Soviet Military, very much a veteran greyhound, won this 2 years ago and was fifth in the final last year. I think he can roll back the years here and be yet another winner for the Holloway Kennel. For the main danger, A Little Less Lip in 4 has more convincing recent form than does one-time Irish Grand National winner Jetstream Reason. But if you want to have a bit of sport here, put Julius George in your forecast and tricast. He's a sort of greyhound who can never be ruled out. A bit quirky, but he's often there and thereabouts. I'm going to go for 6 Soviet Military to beat 4 A Little Less Lip and 3 Julius George.
What will be your nap and next best for Saturday evening then, Jonathan?
Well, I'm going to go early with a nap. Romeo Ballistic, who I think is a very progressive greyhound. I think he can win the opening heat of the Derby Plate at 7.43. And for the next best, Razzle Dazzle News Talk, Trap 1 in the 9.08, the opening heat of the Champion Hurdle, can score his first success in Britain.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday night. The next time we speak to you, it will be final night in the William Hill Greyhound Derby.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.